Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, What is Presence?, is from the audio program The Art of Presence by Eckhart Tolle. Here is what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
What I enjoy most about listening to Eckhart Tolle, even more so than reading him, is that he's always actually in the state of presence that he's talking about. So I can sort of toggle back and forth between what he's saying and who's saying it. And it's always exactly the same. People have been talking about this experience that Tolle calls presence for millennia. But in these recordings, we have more than just the words. We have a human being, living and breathing and reacting to his experience in the moment, unrehearsed, in real time, from this state of presence. And in this selection from The Art of Presence, Tolle defines this state and gives us a sense of what our experience might be like if we live there too.
You can download the entire program, The Art of Presence, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, What is Presence?, with Eckhart Tolle.
And that is a state of consciousness that we could call presence. And to deepen that, that's why we're here. To deepen the ability to be fully present with what is. The ability to respond to life, which is now, always now, out of that state of presence, not out of conditioned mind stuff, conditioning of the mind. Sometimes I use strange expressions like, you grow in presence. Presence grows in you. Presence arises more fully. Excuse me, says a mind somewhere. You haven't defined presence yet. I don't understand what you mean. In the course of the retreat, you may get a few definitions, a few pointers. Never enough to satisfy the mind, of course. Especially as regards presence, because through thought you cannot possibly grasp what presence is. Because thought is always grasping at concepts. And then, I've got it now. I've defined it. There it is. Given it form. But presence is vast. It has no form. Each thought is a thought form. It's born and then it goes, or it sticks around for a while. Or it takes over for a while. So every thought is a little entity, a little being, temporary energetic entity. So I'm not right now defining presence because it is unnecessary. As you sit here, presence deepens because presence is to a large extent, the unspoken dimension of this gathering. If you're here thinking that the words that are being spoken are the central point of our retreat, that would be an error. It's not the case. The words are secondary. What else is there? And you may notice the mind is always waiting for the next word. Or it's busy thinking about the last one. Is it possible to be here without thinking about the last word and without waiting for the next one? And without going to sleep? Because that's one way of not thinking about the last and not waiting for the next. But that's not the way here. You can do that at home. You can fall below thinking at home easily. A couple of drinks, TV, you're drifting towards unconsciousness gradually. And it may feel a little better than the torture of your mind. There too there is some relief from the daily torture of the mind, yes? But that's not the way we are going. It's not the way back to the animal realm, the nature realm, the mineral realm. You can go all the way back. And it's wonderful for the animal realm in itself. It has a perfection that the human realm does not have. Even the mineral has a perfection that the human does not have, because humans are transitional beings. They are neither one nor the other. So we are not here in an attempt to fall below thinking, but to rise above thinking, so to speak. We are not becoming less awake, less alert, less alive, but more alert, more awake, more intensely alive. So here you have the level of thinking that's been the human dimension for thousands and thousands of years. Below it you have the dimension of no thought, instinctive no thought, natural no thought. And above it you have the dimension of presence. You have transcended thought. How? By not thinking about the last word, and not waiting for the next one, and not even trying to work out what I've just said. Not making presence into some new thought form. Can one live like that, in a state of relaxed alertness, which is presence? Not the state of alertness that comes from mind and ego, which is not real alertness, which is really a state of fearful tension. No. It's open, not closed, completely open. And you're able to look, to hear, to feel, to touch. Sense perceptions. Against a background of stillness, which is another aspect of presence. Alert stillness. Sense perceptions happen here. And when you're not thinking about the last moment or looking to the next one, then after you've heard a sentence, a string of words, there's simply spacious stillness. Just as in the speaker, this form sitting on a chair, there's the stillness between the words. I don't know what the next word is going to be, how could I know? And there's no need to know.